Welcome to 2018 special Christmas series of the In Preaching Podcast. This series consists of 7 daily devotionals inspired by Christmas hymns and runs from Wednesday, December 19th until Christmas Day. I am sure you will be blessed. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
Thank you for joining us once again. This is the 4th of the 7 episodes for this Christmas season. Also, and very importantly, it is exactly 1 year today since the very first episode of the Hymn Preaching Podcast was published. We appreciate you all for listening, for sharing, and for supporting. God bless you. We are also deeply grateful to God for His grace. As at yesterday, we have recorded 5,610 visits to our SoundCloud page. We are aiming to reach even more people in 2019, and we pray that both you and us will be blessed on this journey. And so for the next 2 minutes, 24 seconds, we will play the meditation from that very first episode inspired by the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
The Bible describes to us the great and abundant joy in heaven on that first Christmas day. In Luke chapter 2, we read that when the angel broke the news, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." So great, so much, so deep, so eternal was the joy of the angels that even unto this day, more than 2,000 years after the fact, we still hear that beautiful song of the angels. And we still say, one Christian to another, listen to the song of the angels. Or, as this hymn writer puts it, we still sing with gusto and spirit, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." But why the angels sang that night? Only very few men joined in the celebration. Many did not even know that a wonderful gift had just been given to the world. Indeed, the angels must have known something that the men of Israel did not know in that day. The angels who bore the news, who sang that glorious song that day, who sang the glorious song that we still hear today, must have said in their hearts, "Oh, these people do not yet know what excellent gifts they have been given." What did the angels know that the men of Israel did not know? What did the angels know that many today yet do not know? Oh, that the men of Israel knew who was born on that day. And yes, oh, that you know, their brother, their sister, young and old, oh, that you know what gift was given, and oh, that you know why the gift was given. For how shall we rightly celebrate His birth without knowing who He is and why He came?
And that is so true. As this hymn writer wrote, and as the angels clearly knew, our Christmas would only be truly meaningful if we accept Him as King, obeying all His precepts without question. For then we will find our lives as blessed as that of the man described in Psalm 1. The angels knew that He would reconcile men to God. Oh, that you too would know Him as such. For in His name, your access to God, who is your loving and caring Father, is guaranteed at all times. John 14:13. This hymn writer calls Him Christ, the everlasting Lord. And the angels knew that as well. Hence their uncontainable joy. Oh, that you too would know Him as Lord, the one at whose name every knee, every power, and every principality shall bow. Philippians 2:10. When you have so accepted Him, you will find that nothing is able to disturb your peace, nothing is able to overpower you. The hymn writer echoes Isaiah 7:14 in calling Him Jesus, our Emmanuel. The angels knew that too, hence their worship. Oh, that you also would take fresh assurance from the knowledge that Jesus is God in flesh, the God who has come to dwell with us. And yes, He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Son of Righteousness. In him is light and life. And he comes with healing in his wings. He laid his glory aside. He came that we may not die that second death. He was born to raise us from our lowly estate. He was born to give us second birth. Why then shall we not join the angels in singing, glory, glory, all glory to the newborn King? Let us pray. Lord, may it please you to give us grace to accept you anew as King, to accept you anew as Lord, to accept you anew as our access to the throne of mercy, as our Emmanuel, as our Prince of Peace, as our righteousness, as our healer, and as the one who would raise us up to life eternal. So much so that knowing you as our all in all, it would give us such joy to join the angels in saying to the whole world, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. For the best listening experience and to have full access to the episode notes, the hymn lyrics, and the past episodes, we recommend that you download the SoundCloud, the Google Podcast, or the Apple Podcast applications. Search for In Preaching and follow us. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bells Port TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. You can contact us by sending a mail to info@thegospelbells.com or text to 234-803-331-3632. Merry Christmas and God bless you.